Oh dear Dharma friends, we'll sit for a few minutes and then at the end practice a little kindness. Metta practice. Well, maybe we just remind ourselves of what our intention is. Why we're here, why we're practicing. Bring it to mind in a fresh way. And then just welcoming ourselves here. Arriving over and over again. If it can sometimes be helpful to just invite this body to release anything extra that it doesn't need to hold on to, inviting a softening in the body. Not a demand or an expectation that something should happen, but just offering this kind, friendly invitation. The feet and legs can release and soften. Hands and arms can release and settle. Neck and shoulders soften, releasing. The jaw area can open and soften, giving in to gravity, letting the tongue relax. Eyes, eyebrows, forehead softening, resting. Dropping down into the belly, allowing the belly to open and soften, resting here. Just tune in to this simple experience of having a body. Maybe you notice the rhythmic motion as the body breathes itself, sense of expansion as you breathe in. The softening subsiding as you breathe out. Just tuning in to this experience, simple experience that's already happening. Connecting with being here. for any reason the breathing is not comfortable, feels tight, you can just simply be aware of the whole body resting on the surface below, a cushion, a chair. Just this. Not trying to get anywhere. Not trying to do the whole meditation all at once. Just this. Right now. One of the lines that is repeated over and over and over again in the Satipatthana Sutta instructions on mindfulness of the body is to remember there is a body. As Makale was saying earlier, we often forget this. We remember again. Coming back, remembering, oh yeah, there's the body. taking a moment to reflect on all the goodness of your practice today, all the intentions, all the ways in which you've been training in peaceful conduct with the precept. Just taking a moment to let that in. I remember a meditation teacher once talking about how if everybody in the world trained in peaceful conduct with these precepts, it will be a different world. And just appreciating yourself for all the good practice, all the good intentions. Really taking that in. Sometimes that can feel kind of uncomfortable. Maybe we're not used to doing something like that, but it's so skillful. Something that was encouraged by the Buddha and all the teachers since. Appreciating the goodness of your practice. And then from this place of appreciation, offering yourself some metta, some kindness. I'll offer a few phrases. You're welcome to use your own. Or just feel into the intentions behind the words that I share. Sometimes I like to place a hand or two on my heart as a way to connect with myself, connect with my heart. May I be safe and protected from any kind of harm. May I be healthy and strong. May I be happy. May there be kindness and friendship in my life. May I live with ease. Just sending some kindness to yourself in whatever way feels connected to you. And then taking a moment to think about whether you'd like to send some kindness to someone else. Might be somebody at home, maybe it's a family or a friend or a child or a pet. Maybe somebody you feel grateful to. Maybe they're supporting you being at this retreat. Maybe it's a whole group of people, like all the fellow Sangha members on this retreat, or a whole community of people. So just take a moment to to see who you want to send your kindness to right now. See who comes to mind. Take a moment to connect. Really bring them to mind. Connect in whatever way helps you connect with them. And sending kind wishes out in their direction. May you be safe and protected from any kind of harm. May you be healthy and strong. May you be happy. May you have kindness and friendship in your life. We live with ease. And allowing the heart to send kindness in every direction, in front of you, behind you, to your left, to your right, above you and below you. Letting the kindness radiate out in all directions. Sending it out to all beings everywhere, seen and unseen, near and far. All beings, without exception, may we all be safe and protected. May we all be healthy and strong, as healthy as we can be. May we all be happy, joyful. May we have kindness and friendship in our lives. May all beings live with ease. Congratulations, dear ones. You made it through your first day. If you have energy to continue, of course, you're welcome to continue. And if it feels like it's time to rest, you're welcome to rest. May you rest well, peacefully. May you have sweet dreams. And, oh, the bell is going again. I think it was about you having sweet dreams. So may it be so. And the morning sit will be at 8:00 in the morning tomorrow.